This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. authorities on Saturday were trying to find out what drove an airline worker to steal an empty airplane from Seattle's airport. It only ended when he crashed it into a sparsely populated island. Authorities say Horizon Air employee Richard Russell took one of the company's planes with no passenger or crew on board at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. He took the aircraft off and performed several stunts in it before crashing it on a nearby sparsely populated island in the Puget Sound. Brad Tilden is the CEO of Alaska Air Group, Horizon's parent company.
He was a background check. There was a couple of different criminal background checks we run on our employees. He had a CETA badge with the Port of Seattle, so that's another. He worked his shift yesterday. We believe he was in uniform.
The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board and the FBI are investigating the case. Officials have ruled out any link to terrorism in this incident. A key supporter of President Donald Trump, New York Congressman Chris Collins, has suspended his re-election campaign for Congress. As AP's Julie Walker reports, Collins is fighting charges of insider trading.
In a statement, the Republican congressman says, "After extensive discussions with my family and friends over the last few days, I've decided it's in the best interest of my constituents, the Republican Party, and President Trump's agenda to suspend my campaign for re-election." Chris Collins was indicted Wednesday on charges he used insider information about a biotech company to make illicit stock trades. At the time, he vowed to remain on the ballot and denied any wrongdoing. Now he says he'll finish his term as he fights the charges. Julie Walker, New York.